Audible is on the air. A beautiful Friday afternoon on Miami Beach. We're at the Fountain Blue for a very, very special event today. I'm here with RSC Ventures Chairman and co-founder, Miami Dolphin owner, Stephen Ross. And Stephen, what an announcement you made today. 2017 International Champions Cup, presented by Heineken. You're going to have Barcelona and Real Madrid here for the ball game.
Very, very exciting. It's great for South Florida. Yep. It's going to be the event of the summer, and it's exciting that, you know, it's here at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's the first soccer game held at Hard Rock Stadium. And I believe it's the first of the El Clasicos between these two teams in the United States, if I'm not incorrect about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the second time in history they've played outside of Spain.
Right.
They hadn't, I think in 92, they played in Venezuela.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this modern day era, this is the first time in that they played out. They don't really like to play each other.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, they don't like to lose, yeah. like anybody in sports. But this is the biggest rivalry in all sports throughout the world. So it makes it really that much more special.
Yeah, the game will be July 29th at Hard Rock Stadium. Really going to be a great event. And talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. Obviously, everyone considers the best player in the world.
Well, they might say, Bale. You ever hear of Messi?
Well, I was going to say, Messi, you know, those two are kind of nipping at each other's heel.
Right. I think they've alternated who's the player of the year.
Yes, they have, back and forth.
Yeah, for about the last 8
Garth
years.
Garth Bale, you know, Messi, Neymar, who came over to play with these guys. So, man, I tell you, just between those four guys, it's going to be amazing to see the talent on the field.
Well, you have the four best players in the world playing against each other, and, you know, most of them are from Latin America. So you can imagine the amount of people that will be coming here to see the, you know, the greatest players in their, from their countries.
Yeah.
And it's winter down there. So it's going to be a really great, it's not a game. This is going to be an event.
It's
going to be like a Super Bowl weekend.
Well, but isn't that what you talked about when you partnered with Hard Rock and did all the work for the stadium, about that being an event-driven building, a building that brings these type of events down here to South Florida?
Exactly. I mean, that's why we put so much money in it and made it to where it's going to be, you know, and we'll be finished with it. You'll see a little bit more of the finished product this year. And, I mean, it was great last year, but it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
So this year it'll be finished.
When did you get interested in international soccer?
Well, I mean, I got interested initially because, I saw when I was buying the team that I think it was Barcelona was playing Mexico.
Yeah.
And they drew 73,000. And I saw how hard it was to fill up the stadium on a football game.
Yeah.
I said, well, there's an audience here for something that's first class.
Yes.
Because if it's not first class, you know, Miami isn't going to really attend it. So I saw we created this tournament for that event. Now the tournament has really grown. We're 5 years old. The first 2 years, we played the finals in Miami. Mm-hmm. But they were great teams. Like we had Real Madrid, I think, played Chelsea. And I don't know who played the other two. I think it was Liverpool and another English team.
Manchester City or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was interesting. That was great. But I really saw this as, you know, there's nothing going on in the summer in the United States. They got baseball. But bringing an event, much like the Super Bowl, and Miami's the right place to have it. You know, so it's – and then when you can get two teams like this, you know, that's great. I don't know if we'll ever get them again because they don't really like to play each other. But hopefully they'll be so turned on by this week's events that they'll say, hey, this is a great to showcase.
You've been a sports fan for a long time. With the onset of the internet and everything that's going on, and the world keeps getting smaller and smaller, access to everything, is that part of that has a lot to do with the interest in the United States of their game, soccer over here, as well as our game in Europe. The sports world is getting much, much smaller than we've known it in the past.
Absolutely. I mean, and today, you know, on television, sports content is the most, you know,
most sought after thing for the for
most
the networks,
sought after.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, and that's what people want. It's the only thing that's really timely today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the real reality TV.
That's it. It's the only thing left.
You had a great an event for this here today. Quickly, also, just two things that we could touch on. Free agency, you got some stuff moving along here. Are you happy with what's going on so far?
So far, so good. I mean, we have some holes to pick. I mean, you have to really look at it when you combine the free agency with the draft.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and really plug in the holes we had. And, you know, taking the team, making another step forward.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, I think you saw the potential last year. And, you know, certainly we want to keep the momentum going.
Well, I think, you know, you look at Adam Gase, and he talked about changing the culture of this football team. We saw that last year. And the second step in changing that culture is what he talked about in free agency, he and Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Greer, keeping your own, keeping the guys that you know what they're all about, you know what their heart's about, you know how they play, and keeping them on your team rather than let them go somewhere else. And you guys have done a very good job of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the basic reason is the culture that Adam has really created in Miami. These guys wanted to stay in Miami.
Yep.
They may have been offered, you know, more dollars somewhere else, but they know they like being part of what's happening in Miami today. And this is a great place to live as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So I think, you know, as we continue, you know, over the next year or two to fill in the holes so that we can be, you know, really perennially be, you know, competing for the Super Bowl. I mean, that's where we want to be.
You had a couple weeks ago, last week, you had a combine, a business combine that you invited all your players to, and you had 16, 17 guys showed up, and everyone I spoke to, just they couldn't have been more happy with the event and what it meant to these guys. And what were your thoughts on hosting those guys and giving them education that they could get?
Well, you know, as an owner, I think, you know, you have two responsibilities to players. One, you want to develop them on the football field, but then also you want to make sure that when their playing careers are over, they're ready to enter society and take advantage of what they've created. I mean, they get a little bit of a late start from, you know, most college graduates, but you want them to have that same passion and find what they can do, because these are great, talented, smart guys that live life with a lot of passion, or they wouldn't be where they are.
And they understand hard work, or else they wouldn't be where they are.
Exactly.
They got to see how hard it is and what it takes to do those things. Yeah. So I applaud you for doing that, for reaching out to your players and doing that. I don't know how many guys around the league are doing it, but that's a fabulous thing.
No, I mean, it was great, and it was great to see the players' reactions and their appreciation. So we're going to continue to do that every year, and it's going to grow. I mean, you know, I think this year we had 16. I'd say we'll probably have at least 40 next year.
Good job.
That's great.
I appreciate you stopping by. They're telling me that you got to go, so I don't want to keep you hanging. It's too hot to keep you hanging. I'm a little bit,
a little bit more, but not quite.
Okay. Steve, thanks for stopping by. This is going to be fabulous. July 29th at Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be Barcelona. It's going to be Real Madrid. It's the International Champions Cup. It's going to be awesome, presented by our friends at Heineken. So it's going to be a great event.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you there.
Always a pleasure seeing you, Mr. Ross.
Thank you.
Take care. Stephen Ross, and another huge event coming. And look, we talked about it last year on the Audible when they gave the naming rights to Hard Rock, about events, about big events being held in that venue, and they don't come any bigger than this when you got those two teams out there that are that good. Real Madrid, a phenomenal team. Barcelona, that rivalry, as Mr. Ross said, one of the biggest in all of sports, not just soccer. Just a phenomenal game to have in our own backyard. As I said, Cristiano Ronaldo, Gareth Bale, Lionel Messi, Neymar, all those guys out in the field at one time. And it's amazing. You see world-class soccer at that level close up, and you see the athletic ability of these guys, and you see what they can do, and the really high quality of soccer they play. It really is going to be something that you need to get involved in. All right, so I think we can get questions here. I'm not sure. We're on location here. Here we go. We got some here. So let me reset here. Kimbo Camper here. Mr. Steve Ross was just with me here. Hopefully we have a couple more guests. Dolphins or the Stephen Ross and RSE Ventures just had a press conference today at the Fountain Blue Hotel to announce this soccer game, the Champions Cup presented by Heineken on July 29th. Talked about that. Got a lot of other stuff to talk about here on the Audible. Free agency is going. We talked to Mr. Ross about that. Let me update you on some of the things going on as far as the Dolphins are concerned. Free agency-wise, Jordan Cameron is officially retired of the Dolphins. As we know now, it's official. They've signed Julius Thomas, a tight end. They've signed Kenny Stills back with the Dolphins. Andre Branch, not official, but that deal is pretty much a done deal. Jabbar Sheard visited, defensive end from New England. They also had Oakland safety Nate Allen visited today. Offensive lineman Ted Larson from Chicago was here today. Pittsburgh linebacker Lionel Timmons is expected to be here today. So that's what's going on as far as people coming in. Anthony Fasano signed, kind of a two-headed monster at the tight end position with Julius Thomas and with Anthony Fasano. So that's what's going on in free agency. The Dolphins aren't done. And as we talked about a little bit with Mr. Ross, I think the thing that the Dolphins did, and it goes back to that cultural thing that they're really trying to create with this football team and this organization in general, they told their guys, we want you back. We're going to get you back. We're not going to let you go. And they did just that with some of their key players. Talk about Rashad Jones signed to an extension. They're working on Kiko Alonso. Kiko Alonso was extended a a tender, a binding tender. So if he signs somewhere else, then they're going to have to go ahead and the Dolphins will have a chance to match their offer. If a team offers them a number, match the offer. If they don't, the Dolphins will receive a first-round draft pick. We got it. Hold on a second. How are we doing? Good, good.
Danny Stillman.
Danny, nice to see you. How's everything?
Nice to see you as well.
Good, good, good. Big event out here. We'll kind of get away from free agency. Big event out here today. And I guess you couldn't find a better place to do it at, huh?
Not at all. We thought that most press conferences are at the stadium.
Yeah.
And for us, if we could do something that really showed Miami that incorporated what we want this event to be, which is a spectacle, that there's no better place to do it than the beach, right?
Well, you're talking about a spectacle. You got the El Clasico up there. You got the Barcelona. You got the Real Madrid. You got everything on.
We did enough to get you not to talk about football. So we did something
we snuck a little bit in.
Or this football.
Talk about that game a little bit. Talk about the relevance of that game being the first soccer game played in the newly renovated Hard Rock Stadium. The fans are going to get a chance that maybe didn't go to see a Dolphin game. They're going to get a chance to go and see a great game in a great venue. And you couldn't ask for two better teams.
I know. We're very lucky.
In a very soccer-friendly community down here.
I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. If you think about it, not only is it the first soccer opportunity that people will have to go watch a soccer match, but it's the first time that the stadium will be completed in terms of all three phases of construction. You've got, you know, Steve Ross, who's donated invested $500 million dollars into the stadium, and this is really the you know, opening for everybody to be there. So it means the world not only to Dolphins fans, but to the entire community of Miami, and frankly, to everybody around the country and around the world that's going to travel in for this. And, you know, I'll just tell you a little bit about my role in terms of, you know, I was tasked by Steve Ross and Matt Higgins and Tom Garfinkel to help run El Clasico and to carry out their vision of not only being a soccer match, but bringing something to Miami that would last, that would be on an annual basis, and that we could, you know, point to and say, this is something that's amazing, that's the biggest event of the summer in America. So we're lucky.
And it certainly is going to be one. And you look at that venue now, and you're going to kick it off with this match, and then U2's coming, you got other concerts coming, more soccer matches coming. I mean, this, you know, we've had 2 years of the stadium where during the off season, it's been dead because of all the construction work. Now you've got it open up, and it's almost like, hey, here come the floodgates. Let's start bringing the major events into this town, into this stadium, into Hard Rock Stadium, and that's exactly what the whole idea was with Mr. Ross making that investment, not only in the stadium but in this community.
Absolutely, you know, we're lucky. It's, you know, we decided to think big for the first one, and to bring the world's biggest rivalry. You know, people in America, they think Lakers-Celtics, they think, you know, the Patriots and the Cowboys, they think, you know, all these amazing rivalries, but this is the biggest stage in terms of Real Madrid and Barcelona. And so to open with that, hopefully it sets the tone for, you know, many events for the years to come.
Well, you look at this, and look, you know, football is great in the United States, but when you look at soccer, it is truly a worldwide event, and the Neymars and the Messis and Ronaldo and all those guys, you know, they're not just known in their country. These guys are worldwide superstars for everybody out there, and not only these guys. I mean, you look around the UEFA or around the Premiership and La Liga and Bundesliga. Those guys are known. They're worldwide stars, and so you really are grabbing on one of the biggest events that the world sees.
Oh, absolutely. What do you think the social following is for Barcelona?
Barcelona's team?
Yes.
I would
and their
I,
players.
I would say, like on Twitter or just on social media?
All social
platforms. My guess would be somewhere in the...
I'll give you a baseline. The Cowboys are around 10 million.
No, I was going to say somewhere around 100 million, maybe 100 million plus.
It's over 250 million.
Wow, that's crazy.
The global audience is unbelievable.
Well, you know what? There's a commercial that's on, and I think it may be Real Madrid, and they show their bus coming into a stadium, and it's just a sea of people surrounding. And I witnessed it when Brazil came to Hard Rock Stadium a couple years back, and there were more people standing outside the stadium just waiting for the team bus to come in, and then they all came in.
I mean,
it's a phenomenon like none other.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're very lucky to we're honored that. And these teams have agreed to do this. Yeah. And, you know, as Steve Ross said, it took him and Charlie Stelitano and Matt and Tom to spend years convincing these teams that we're going to show appreciation and respect for this rivalry and to get them to come here. They've never played outside of Spain other than one match in Venezuela in 82, which was 35 years ago. And other than that, they've never played out of the country.
And they play twice a year over there.
Play twice
the El Clasico twice a year over there, one at home, one in each.
December and April.
One in each venue.
Correct.
And they're the biggest games in all of Europe.
Bigger than the Super Bowl.
Bigger than everything, those two games. And to get two teams like that to come here, what did they first say when they were first, when you first broached the subject?
They said,
what, are you crazy?
They said, are you out of your mind?
Right.
They said, absolutely not. And it took, you know, Steve's relentless persistence to keep pushing them that he would treat this with the proper platform that it needed and, you know, bring something amazing to Miami.
No, we've certainly done that, and your work, certainly thanks for all that. And it's going to be a great, great day,
July
29th. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of people there. And you're expecting, Pete, you're expecting a lot of people coming in from and bringing revenues to South Florida just to come to see the game.
It's unbelievable. If you think about it, we're going to have a match on Wednesday, July 26th. We expect people to get here Tuesday, July 25th and be here for the entire week.
Right.
And so we're going to be at concerts, events. I mean, it's going to be, we've put in so much time to build the spectacle of events, and we have an amazing guy named Maverick Carter and, and his business that have helped us to, as brand architects, as, you know, the creatives helping us build the run of show for the week. And we've got night events at Hard Rock, you know, Seminole Hotel and Casino. Yeah. We've got events at PAM, the Perez Art Museum of Miami. We've got events at Fountain Blue and Live. We've got events all over the city. Yeah. So that even if people are here that aren't able to go to the match itself, they've got, you know, an Art Basel-esque week that will really, you know, show off the city.
Yeah. Well, Danny, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, Kim.
It's going to be a great event.
Appreciate it.
I know you put a lot of hard work into it.
Thank you,
man. This is kind of the first the first culmination. The big culmination is when they walk on the field at Hard Rock Stadium July 29th for what should be a very raucous evening.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you,
a lot. Appreciate it.
All
right. Coming up now, Charlie Stilitano, head of ICC. Stilitano, I pronounce it correctly.
Perfect.
Not the best. You and I are in tough shape out here with the sun, man.
I forgot my sunscreen.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a phone call from my wife in New York.
Yeah.
Snowed in, school day.
Yeah.
Snowed out. And she said, don't forget to wear sunscreen.
How about
that? One thing I did, I forgot to wear sunscreen.
How about that? Hey, excuse me, Charlie. El Clasico, let's talk about it. How much work went into trying to put this matchup together and put it together where it's held in Hard Rock Stadium?
You know, I think that I've been in soccer my whole life. I ran the World Cup in 94 at Giant Stadium. Of course, I'm an American sports fan, but, you know, it never really had traction here.
Yep.
In the country, but the past few years it's got great traction. So it's funny. I wonder if we had done this 20 years ago, it probably wouldn't be as big as it is now. And you've just seen the sport grow, and really putting this game together, it's many years in the making, but it really didn't happen until Steve Ross, Matt Higgins, and Tom Garfinkel made their way to Spain. You know, we met with President Perez in the morning, and Steve, Mr. Ross, to me, said, you know, listen, we're gonna treat the game with respect.
Yep.
And I think that caught their attention. But we're gonna bring a little sports and entertainment. We're gonna marry those elements together, and it's good for you.
Yep.
Then we went to Barcelona, and he did the same to President Bartomeu, and I was amazed how, you know, and then. Of course, Matt Higgins was talking about all the things we could do around it, and Tom was really instrumental in getting the Hard Rock, you know, getting that element sort of tied in. And you know, Miami's become such a cool, hip place.
Yep.
They're not going to let people like me in here very long, you know what I mean? I can only be allowed one or two days, and they got to get me out of here.
Exactly, yeah.
But, you know, they got it right away, and it was really Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
And Tom and Matt, it was really amazing how they pulled it off.
You've been around soccer, as you said, for a long, long time, and you see the growth of it. And I think a lot of it really, to me, has to, you know, NBC in the last couple of years have made a big investment in the Premier League.
Yep.
You can basically see every Premier League game.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can flip around and watch Bundesliga, La Liga. You can see just about any of the worldwide
league,
soccer, the big league soccer you can do. And so I think you see the American fans really gravitate more so than the MLS, because it's just a different – it's just a different level of sport. And you see, you know, we were the first year the Dolphins went over to play a game in London.
Right.
I went and saw Chelsea play at Stamford Bridge.
Right.
They played Manchester City.
Wow.
And I tell you what, I walked out of there going, man, that was great sport.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's the first time I'd ever seen a soccer match where you had the best athletes in the world playing that game. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly.
And I'm sitting there watching and going, you know, it's like watching NFL D-back, defensive backs and wide receivers run up down the speed and the skill and all that.
No,
you know?
That's exactly right. And I mean, the real testament to it is you see the Miami Dolphin players here.
Yeah.
And they have enormous respect for those athletes, and those athletes have enormous respect for the NFL players. Yeah. And so, you know, this is, you know, these are world-class athletes.
Yeah.
And it's not, you try to explain to people, look, I say to them, you know, they say, oh, soccer's boring. And you'll ask, what have you seen? Well, I've seen, you know, my kid's high school team play.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, it would be the equivalent of me going to see a Pop Warner game,
right?
You know, football, and deciding that and judging all of football based on that.
Yeah.
And that, look, it's changed. People are getting it. There's mutual respect back and forth between the players. And I got to tell you, it's I'm not one of these guys that says, oh, this is the best sport or that's the best sport. You can enjoy anything.
Yeah.
I think the important thing is to know about it and pick up the subtleties.
Yeah, you know what? There's been such a there's been a anti-soccer.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. If you just kind of open up a little bit and say, hey, let me take a look at this and see. I remember watching Drogba running down the sideline and a guy kicked the ball from diagonal across the field and dropped it right at his foot. The guy's running full speed. I'm going, what the heck, you know? So it really is amazing. And for fan people that haven't had the chance to see this kind of soccer, July 29th, if you can get a ticket, I mean, I would recommend to come see, because if you want to see what it's really like and really get enthused about it, I got to tell you, after I went and saw that game, for me, Chelsea, I just became a huge fan.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
And I was I had the pleasure and the honor, really, of sitting with Mr. Ross during a Clasico when we went over there to pitch this idea that he had. And, you know, as the game was going on, I saw him smiling a little more and saying, I see what they're doing here, and I see what they're doing. And I think when you throw yourself into it and you just open up, as you said, you'll see all sports are great. Look, in this country, you said something very interesting, because no one can touch the NFL.
Right.
But then after an NFL, if I'm correct, it comes NCAA
basketball.
And football, NCAA football
first. Yes.
Then it comes Major League Baseball. Yeah. And I think, you know, you're talking, after that, you're talking
get into basketball,
basketball,
NBA,
hockey. Then after that is international soccer.
Yeah.
And MLS is down the line a ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's growing, it's doing great, but when you see this level of play, it's a different game completely.
It completely is. So, match like this, a venue like that that's just spectacular, the job that Mr. Ross did redoing that is incredible. Inside that building, under that canopy, it's really an amazing thing. Got the venue, you've got a place like South Florida where the weather is perfect 90% of the time.
Right.
You got this match coming. What does that lead to? What does that open the door for next from a soccer standpoint down here?
I think that it opens up a whole, you know, Mr. Ross had the vision when we started this 5 years ago. He had the vision, said, I want a tournament. I want a global tournament.
Yeah.
And we were like, boss, you know, these are friendly soccer matches.
Right,
no one's going to buy into this. But, you know, he really is a visionary. He and Matt Higgins really pushed this. And they really pushed us all along to take our contacts, grow them, and push them in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And I think that this is really this game is probably going to be a seminal moment that we'll see in soccer in this country.
Yeah.
Because I think the rest of Europe and the big boys, whether it's FIFA or UEFA, are looking at this and saying, wow.
Yeah,
this is incredible.
We're sticking their toe in the waters
over
here.
Exactly.
Hey, just like the U.S. is looking for Europe to expand their brand.
Exactly.
Here you are. You stick your toe in the water here in a way like this, and
absolutely,
it really says a lot about what can be. Really, really good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great event, and I'm also just kind of sitting here waiting to see what the heck's going to happen next, because it's been pretty good. Got U2 coming later on to the stadium and everything.
You know, and I said it before to you, joking, but seriously, I'm getting too old to be hip like this, you know. But all I know is this, that Mr. Ross has more energy than I could ever have, and
it's
he
amazing,
never says no, and he just keeps pushing, and it motivates all of us. It really does.
So you said something about this game. With these two teams, you said it's going to be a friendly.
Yeah.
Can these two teams go on the field and have anything friendly about it?
You know, that's funny, because it's a term of art.
Yes.
A friendly game just means it's outside the regular season schedule.
Yes.
And it's part of the vernacular in in soccer.
Yes.
In you know, soccer, we hear it, as you know, and it really it doesn't come close to capturing what this is. And in fact, I think Mr. Ross said the first time we were together, and we went over to visit the guys, Eric Shanks at Fox, and he said, "I want a tournament. I want no one to say the word friendly. We're going to build a real tournament."
Right.
And I mean, that's it. At the end of the day, the ICC has grown, I admittedly, way beyond how I thought it would grow.
Yeah.
And to have this and to be here is just,
it's amazing.
It's just remarkable. It's just remarkable.
Well, appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you so much.
By the Audible.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll see a lot more of you. And
I hope so.
Just keep. I tell you, the more soccer grows, the better I like it. In the United States, worldwide. I think it's worldwide. Forget it. It's all over the place anyway.
We just need to
kind of get the roots a little deeper here in our country.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. All right. So a big event here at the Fountain Blue. Obviously, let me give you a 2017 International Champions Cup presented by Heineken, host El Clasico Miami between Real Madrid and FC Barcelona at Hard Rock Stadium. That's going to be July 29th. Keep your eyes open for tickets and all those types of things, because this is an event that you won't want to miss. Again, let me kind of run quickly over just a couple things with the in free agency. Dolphin tight end Jordan Cameron has retired. Julius Thomas is officially signed by the Miami Dolphins. Kenny Stills was extended his contract by the Dolphins. Andre Branch, they've come to an agreement. It's not official yet, but that's going to get done. Anthony Fasano, free agent, signed. He comes back and he'll be the blocking tight end. Visits, Lawrence Timmons was expected to come today, linebacker from Pittsburgh. Chicago offensive lineman Ted Larson, Oakland safety Nate Allen. Jabbar Sheard was here yesterday. He's a defensive end from New England. So that kind of gets you up to date on the moves around free agency so far. Kiko Alonso, they put a tag on him. If somebody matches the Dolphins' offer, they will have to give a free a first-round draft pick to the Miami Dolphins, or the Dolphins can go ahead and match the offer that any other team may give to Kiko Alonso, meaning Kiko Alonso is going to be here with the Dolphins while they continue to work on extending his contract. So that basically is what that's all about. All right, that is going to do it for the Audible today, presented by our good friends at Aquafina. I want to thank Mr. Ross for having us here, for having us out at this beautiful venture, and thanks to him for bringing this great match to Hard Rock Stadium. Relevant Sports just out there on the cutting edge, doing a lot of great things. So it's going to be a great offseason at Hard Rock Stadium, and going to be even better when the Dolphins get back on the field and start playing again. All right, that's going to do it for the Audible today. We'll catch you on Monday. Stay safe and have a good weekend.